Trendstorm.
Welcome back to Trendstorm. Now let's take a look at Turkey's ambitious proposal to join BRICS. President Erdogan's declaration last week that Turkey would like to join BRICS as a full-fledged member has drawn a lot of attention but also generated plenty of debate about whether it's feasible. The Turkish leader proposed that his Mideast country's admission to the association could turn it into BRICS-T, and he also said that his idea was received very positively from each of his counterparts in the organization. There are legitimate arguments concerning Turkey's proposed membership in the bloc, ranging from the soft power implications of including its first Mideast and Muslim country to the practical ones of allowing this rapidly developing economy access to the group's financial resources. On the other hand, critics claim that BRICS is already overextended and underintegrated as it is, and that the benefits to its image don't outweigh the organizational challenges of expanding. Looking beyond this either-or choice, it's important to dwell on why Turkey would so publicly proclaim its interest in joining BRICS at this point in time, with it being likely that one of President Erdogan's motivations was to signal his displeasure with the EU and NATO, like some analysts have already remarked. After all, ties between Turkey and both organizations, as well as with the U.S., are at their worst ever point in history, so it makes sense why Turkey would want to balance between them. Ankara might want to use its highly publicized interest in joining BRICS as negotiating leverage with each of these three parties in an effort to relieve some of the pressure that it's recently been put under, especially by the U.S. concerning prospective CATSA sanctions for its purchase of Russia's S-400 anti-missile system and other possible economic restrictions pertaining to its imprisonment of an American pastor. If that's the case, then Turkey's proposal needs to be reevaluated in light of that strategy. The U.S. fears Turkey's multipolar pivot that it inadvertently accelerated through its failed coup attempt against President Erdogan in summer 2016, but it's also gone so far over the past 2 years in punishing Ankara for this that it'll be difficult for Washington to walk back any of it. Along the same lines, Turkey's also gone very far in executing a strategic reorientation, so it too can exactly reverse its course. This means that while BRICS-T might be a negotiating ploy, it also carries with it very powerful symbolism. Folks, as we've spoken about before on Trendstorm, one of the main trends in today's world is that Turkey is one of the most important pivot states on the planet. So with that being said and having framed the situation in that context, we're going to start off our conversation by speaking with Dr. John Aramtan. He's an independent historian and geopolitical analyst.
Trendstorm.
Okay, John, what's the current state of economic cooperation between Turkey and the BRICS countries, both bilaterally and multilaterally through the new BRICS Plus initiative?
Well, I mean, as such, when it comes to trade between the BRICS countries and Turkey, there is, of course, first and foremost, the gas project, the so-called TurkStream, that would benefit Turkey greatly, and Turkey is in very great need of that. And then, of course, there is cooperation with China, which is famously a strategic partner of Turkey. And there's also commercial ties between Turkey and India. And as far as I remember, during Lula's days, the trade between Brazil and Turkey was also quite vivid, but I am not too sure what's happening right now on that front.
Okay, so what I'd like to ask you then, if we can just kind of expand on that a bit. I mean, there's this idea of a so-called BRICS Plus, and right now, Turkey does have, as you explained, or had, in the case of Brazil probably, pretty solid economic relations with its members. So what would really be the point of joining BRICS if it's already kind of reaping the benefits as an unofficial associate partner through this BRICS Plus initiative?
Well, as far as I can see, the only benefit that could come from a direct association with BRICS would help Turkey greatly, because I'm not sure if most people are aware of that, but the Turkish economy is really tanking at the moment. It's down in the dumps. The Turkish lira is losing value every day, every second, as it were, and unemployment is rising. I mean, the Turkish economy under the AKP was very good in the beginning. It was primarily very good because they had lots of cash available, and the cash was there as a result of an unheard of level of privatization. In other words, the AKP government sold off government assets left, right, and center, and as a result of which they had lots of cash at their disposal, which they then spent and splurged in the country, making it seem that the Turkish economy is really booming. Well, it really was. It was just a chimera. It was all fake. And so if Turkey could wiggle its way into BRICS, I am sure that Turkey would very much like to receive direct foreign investment from BRICS countries, as well as possible loans and other cash injection, because if there's one thing that the new Turkey is lacking these days, it's cash.
Okay, I understand. So what you're basically saying here is that because of Turkey's current economic problems, it might be interested in joining BRICS as a lifesaver, if you will, because it wants to obtain access to the multilateral financing and currency mechanisms that are being created by this bloc then, right?
Yeah, that's how I would see it, yeah.
Okay, I see. Well, if we keep that in mind then, John, how likely is it that Turkey will become a formal member of BRICS, and what are the greatest obstacles that it'll have to surmount in order to do so? You already drew our attention to Turkey's domestic economic problems. I would at least believe that could be an obstacle, but are there any others?
Well, I think the main obstacle would probably be the objections of the U.S., I mean, I don't know if you and our listeners remember, but in the 1950s, there was another prime minister called Adnan Menderes, who was also encouraging the local economy, and his plans were very well, because, of course, post-Second World War, there was a great influx of cash from the U.S. with the Marshall Program and such. But then once these funds started running out, the Turkish economy started going down. And at that moment, in 1960, to be precise, Menderes was seeking rapprochement to Moscow, and right a month before, or a couple of days before the month he was going to embark upon a visit to Moscow, a military coup erupted, the first one in the Republican history, and toppled his government, and then sometime later he was executed. Now, I am not saying that something similar could happen again, but it's important to keep in mind that external factors, particularly Washington-induced factors, can be very important when it comes to Turkey and what Turkey might or might not be doing with the rest of the world.
Okay, very interesting historical detail. John, thanks for sharing your perspective with us on Turkey's BRICS bid and raising awareness about the country's current economic troubles, which might influence the ultimate success of its membership proposal.
Trendstorm.
Now we're going to turn around and speak to Ms. Serap Balaman. She's a Turkish political commentator and a regular on my program. Okay, Serap, do you think that Turkey's serious about wanting to join BRICS, or is it suggesting this as a last-ditch attempt to get the U.S.'s attention and negotiate a rapprochement with it?
Turkey is very serious about the suggestion to the leaders of the BRICS bloc that they should add T to the acronym. Rather than incorporating it, then being a member should also be considerable after inspecting all benefits and losses for both sides. But Turkey seems to revise this option undetermined. BRICS grouping has a certain weight globally considering the member countries sharing the world economy. The combined potential of non-Western powers are controlling one quarter of the world's landmass and accounting for more than 40% of its population. Proactive collaboration among these countries will facilitate re-emergence of a new world economic system. Although the BRICS concept plus acronym was dreamed up in 2001 by a chairman of Goldman Sachs Asset Management, I believe we all agree on that. The world needs a serious change in economic and political order and construct a more equitable system for everyone. Even some of the leaders of the old failed inhuman system are involved with the new organization. We have to give a chance to this new trend, hoping that they will build up a new, much better global economic political framework for every living being on this earth. There are a certain number of international organizations in the world. They emerge as a result of nations' mutual aspiration towards a better cooperation. Turkey participates in some organizations directly and some others indirectly. Turkey is already a member of G8, Developing Aid Organization. Combined GDP of G8 organization is over 12 trillion, which is the third largest economy after China and U.S. Also, Turkey is already a member of MICTA, Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia, middle powers BRICS-like grouping, and along with G20 as well. Turkey obtains the status of dialogue partner in SCO, and it's in line with the Turkish Republic's general mission as it advocates dialogue between different countries. Turkey highly values bilateral relations with the SCO member states. With some of them, they are at fairly high partnership level. As for your question, is it suggesting this as a last-ditch attempt to get the U.S. attention and negotiate a rapprochement with it? This could be also considered as a message to USA and Israel, as they have another agenda for Turkish politics.
Okay, I see. Very interesting, Serap. So even if Turkey isn't serious about joining the bloc or is ultimately unsuccessful, it's still a very prominent member of the BRICS Plus initiative. So, Serap, in what ways does this relationship, BRICS Plus, advance the country's interests?
Last year, this time, one could think that the BRICS bubble has burst. The political crisis in Brazil over economic mismanagement and high-level corruption, impeachment of Dilma Rousseff, the country's president, and the trial of her predecessor, Lula da Silva, made everyone thought B letter from the acronym has already fallen. Identical concerns have arisen in South Africa, where Jacob Zuma, the country's president and ruling African National Congress government, are beset by allegations of corruption and malfeasance. The problems facing BRICS members are remarkably similar. Recession, sharp contraction in overall economic activity. In November 2015, Goldman Sachs, where the idea originated even, closed its BRICS investment fund after assets reportedly declined in value 88% from 2010 peak. Given their sheer size, the vast resources, and their youthful populations, it would painfully be foolish to write off BRICS. But economic performance cannot be the only measure of success or failure. We are all witnessing a huge power change balancing at the world economic and political systems. Global shaping from unipolar world to unipolar world order to multipolar power structure comes together with new alliances. While mostly regional alliances are becoming important, some new economic political alliances are emerging. So Turkish Republic is trying to find its place in this new huge movement. After being waited so long in front of the doors of European Union and being only the giving part so far, now the time has come for a change, I believe. Western system sadly under the domination of the Atlantic's power, but still they have many commercial and business values that are different from the Asian countries. Being a part of both cultures and geographically just in the middle, the Turkish Republic could use those differences for its advantage. Nevertheless, today the world political system is on the verge of a big economic crisis and still living under a low-scale war. All the organizations, new or former ones, future plans are on the edge of danger.
Okay, Serap, so if we wrap everything up then, overall, how has Turkey's embrace of multipolar projects such as BRICS Plus, the SCO, the Silk Road, and others contributed to a strategic reorientation? And has its pro-Eastern inertia become irreversible?
Turkey and Russia bilateral relations after many dangers are working very well. Turkish stream is a very good example for this. We have been talking about this relation, so there is not more to add. It's going perfectly well. And even it's not a BRICS country, Turkey's relation with Venezuela is incredibly good. An agreement established with Turkey and Venezuelan Central Bank in July 2018, Venezuela Central Bank announced that they are exporting gold to Turkey rather than Switzerland due to the concerns about sanctions and refining gold in Turkey. Venezuela exported $779 million in gold to Turkey in 2018, and the gold is returned to Venezuela after being refined. Sino-Turkish relations have become more dynamic and Turkey became a dialogue partner of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in 2012. We do have mutual disunity on various subjects that are very important to Turkey, such as China's non-recognition of PKK as a terrorist organization and Uyghur Turks living in the China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. But those issues could be solved easily on diplomatic levels. since establishing diplomatic relations in 1971, the two countries have accelerated bilateral trade and economic cooperation in recent years, resulting in $27 billion bilateral trade volume and more than $2 billion in Chinese investments in Turkey. The commitment of both countries to the Belt and Road Initiative, designed by Chinese President Xi, is considered promising for unleashing important business opportunities for both countries as well as others located on the Silk Road. According to the Turkish Statistical Institute in 2017, Chinese imports constituted 9.7% of Turkey's total imports over the decade, worth $2,000.1 trillion. Over the same period, Turkish exports to China were worth $1.3 trillion, or 1.7% of Turkey's exports. The subsequent blossoming of Turkish relations with China has occurred against the backdrop of the Turkish apparent strategic estrangement from the West. The difference between Ankara and the United States and its Western allies has accumulated, straining their relations. Indeed, since the failed military coup in July 2016, Turkey's relations with the West are in all-time low. These circumstances have prompted to consider whether Ankara's increasingly tenuous relations with the West might lead to a fundamental shift in its strategical orientation towards the East. If all goes well, this new structure of Turkey's pivot change will be stable and benefit for all partners.
Serap, like all of our conversations over the years, I learned a lot from this one too, and you got me thinking very deeply about international organizations in general, BRICS in particular, and Turkey's strategic role in all of this as the world enters the multipolar era.
Trendstorm.
So folks, if we think back on what both Dr. John and Serap share with us today, we can come to the conclusion that Turkey is trying to balance between East and West, but at the same time, the inertia that's pushing it towards the East is a lot stronger than any type of second guessing of this strategy, which might make it want to go back to the West. And after all, as we discussed, Turkey has gone so far in that direction, it'll be hard to walk back from it. And the same goes for the West. The West has gone so far in punishing Turkey that both parties probably won't be able to find a middle ground. Therefore, as it relates to BRICS, we'll just have to wait and see, but we need to understand the importance behind this proposal in the first place if we are to appreciate its overall significance. Okay, folks, if you want to sign off and share what you think about this, please send us an email at radio@sputniknews.com or find us on Facebook. Stay with us.